Hallelujah. Amen. I want to thank God for this first Sunday in the month of June 2023. Our God is good. He has kept us by His power. Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for this morning worship. And the Lord will continue to take all the glory in Jesus' name. As you know, our senior pastor with some leaders, they are presently in Israel. Amen. Thank God for the journey mercy that took them there. And the presence of the Lord with them right now. And throughout their stay there, and the Lord will bring them back. I just want us to pray for them. Shall we please rise and commit our senior pastor, Michael Obi, and all our pastors. We have Pastor Grace. We have our brother Steve and Sandy. And then we have Pastor John Peters and some others. Let's commit them before the Lord. Lord, may your glory rest upon them. May your presence envelop them. May they experience the goodness of the Lord, even in the land of the living and in that holy land. Lord, step by step, lead them. Pray for them right now. Let's pray for them. Almighty God, this is our prayer for our pastor and the team, oh God, that are already in Israel. We ask, oh God, that you will lead them step by step. Your glory radiate over them. Envelope them, oh God, with your presence. Keep them, oh God. Watch over them, oh Lord. Father, you took them there. Father, safely. They will come back safely. No accident. No record of evil. Thank you, mighty Father. Glory, honor to your name. We worship you. Lord, the goodness of the Lord and the presence, oh God, will guide them and lead them. Father, give them encounters. Give them, oh God, revelations. Lord, let them come back transformed. Let them come back new men and women. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's please remain standing. I want to thank God for the privilege again I'm given to share the word of God. I thank God for our pastor and his wife, Pastor Michael Obi and his wife. It's a great privilege to serve the Lord. And I thank God. It's a privilege given to me, not a right. I want us to read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 as we are standing, because we are going to minister to one another. Amen. 1 Peter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people or peculiar people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into where? Into his marvelous light." So you are going to step out of your seat. See the way you are going to address somebody this morning. Whoever you are going to minister to, you are going to address that person. If it's a man, a brother, you are going to say Prince. For example, Prince Wola. Hallelujah. Alright. And then if it's a sister, alright, you're going to say Princess K. Alright? Okay, that's how we are going to address this man, because it says you are a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Amen. So shall we leave where we are now? Let's go minister to somebody. And then you are going to pray this into the life of that person, that this is what God called you. You are a princess. A princess. You are a prince. You are a prince and you are a princess. Hallelujah. Minister to that princess. Minister to that prince this morning. Hallelujah. Minister. We have princess and prince. We have princesses and prince. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, minister to that individual this morning. Glory. Pray with that individual. Pray with that individual. God called you a prince. God called you a princess. You are not ordinary. Hallelujah. You are a princess. You are a princess. You are a prince. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jehovah God. We bless your name, O God. Take all the glory this morning. Hallelujah.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
To show
a royal priesthood. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank God for all our princes and princesses. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. Let us please turn to our Bibles this morning. Holy Spirit, I depend on you. There's nothing good in man. Every good thing, every perfect things and gifts, they are from you. I acknowledge you this morning. I acknowledge your faithfulness. I yield myself to you, Lord. I surrender to your leadership, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Lord, take full control in this house this morning. Bless each one of us. Open our eyes. Help us see your word. And whatever you have called us, that is what we are. And Lord, we stand by it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. We're going to read verse from verse 13 to 20. Hebrews 6, 13 to 20. Hebrews 6, 13 to 20. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so, after he had patiently endured, you can underline that word, patiently endured. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirm it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, he might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the foreigner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Amen. Amen. Two other scriptures. Numbers 23:19. No, somebody can just quote that. Amen. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should what? He should lie. Nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Amen. The last passage there, we can also quote this. Psalm 30 verse 5. Psalm 30 verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. Amen. Your dawn is here. Your dawn is here. My dawn is here. When God called Abraham, it was from darkness of idolatry in Haran. God picked him. God picked Abraham from Haran, where he was worshiping idol. So is every one of us delivered from darkness and translated into God's kingdom. Colossians 1:13 confirms that. Since creation of the earth, there had consistently been night and day, darkness and light. Every believer must go through the night into the dawn, that is, your day. God did not call darkness out of day, but rather, God called light. He called forth light from darkness. Do we get that? God did not call darkness out of light, but he called the light out of darkness. What first existed on the earth was darkness. And then God called forth light. So every man, every woman, every believer especially, we go through dark days. We go through the night before you see the dawn, before you see your day, before you see the brightness. Hallelujah. Your light will shine out of darkness. In Jesus' name. It is for us just to remind ourselves that what is happening or what we see all around us is just normal. Right? Right from the time of the fall of man, the world has become chaotic spiritually, toxic, and it's not getting better. So for every believer, every one of us, we have to remind ourselves that there is a period in our time that we have to go through dark days or darkness, so to say. And that word is wilderness. That is a time when everything is dark. When we talk about darkness, let's look at it. Number one, your night. We know that darkness, normally we see darkness in the night. Night, you know, is synonymous to darkness. When it is night, then we say it's dark. And most night or darkness comes with not only that is dark, but is quiet, sometimes lonely, and at times long. It depends on the individual going through it. We've had it often time. Some people say, oh, that night it was so long. As if the day will not, you know, break. The same thing in our spiritual and physical experiences. When we are going through that dark time, dark period, which we must go through before we burst into the light, the reverse will not be our case. We will not experience light and then go into darkness, but rather darkness into light, because that was what God did. When the earth was chaotic, it called forth light. Let there be light. And there was light. So light and day coexist, they live. When one ends, the other take over. So when darkness ends, the light picks it up. So I prophesy this morning that your night is over and you are entering into your dawn. Amen. Okay, let's go back there. The night. Is that because there's little or no light at all? It's quiet because possibly not hearing anything, hearing nothing, no voice, no nothing. And when one is going through dark time, that is a period when you are not hearing nothing, God is not saying anything, you are not hearing, you even read the Bible, it's as if it's not giving any meaning. It's blank. It's blank. I say, God, where are you? God, where are you? It's a dark time. But we're going to see what will happen. Hallelujah. And not only that, it could be lonely. Okay, there could be so many people going through the same thing, but we are in different cubicles. You are alone in your own cubicles. I am also in mine. So it's always a lonely journey. You are journeying alone on that route. No one knows what you are going through this morning. Possibly you are in your own, all right, dark night, and God is bringing you out of it. Nobody knows what you are going through. Only you. We see ourselves, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah, God is good. Yeah, God is good. But He's going to do something in our life today. It's going to burst the darkness and cause you to come into the marvelous light. Hallelujah. And sometimes the night could be so, so long. We always make reference to a lot of people in the Bible, especially these key people. We refer to David, we refer to Joseph. All right? The two share the same thing. 13 years of darkness. 30 years of up and down. 30 years in the cave. 13 years of being lied upon. 13 years, part of that 13 years in the prison. Here somebody who had a dream that he would be in a position that he would be worshipped. And now he's going through the dark tunnel, the dark night. And it's like God is not saying anything. Other than the scripture say, and the Lord was with Joseph. But did he know? Did he experience? Did he feel it? With those experiences, with the lie, with everything, with the conspiracy and everything. Is it not looking as if, God, where are you? Why am I forsaken? Why is it I'm going through all this? With all my honesty, with all the fear of God inside of me, reporting all I see, honestly, yet I am being persecuted. God, where are you? And all my brothers who have been doing all this, they are enjoying in my father's house. But he never had that bitterness. But I tell you, see, you know, Joseph was a human being. They would think about it. What is going on? What is happening? He was in a journey. That was the night. But it's not going to stay there forever, because whenever there is night, be sure. When night comes, it's an assurance that the day is coming. When the night falls, be sure that the next experience will not be another night. It's going to be the light. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what you are going through now. The night you may be passing through. Maybe it's alone. It's, you know, it's like you're not hearing nothing. No revelation. No word of God. You know, you're even reading. You are prayed. You fasted. You did everything. It's like everything is just bouncing back. But I want to tell you, in that this same night, there are three things that normally happen. There are three D's that we go through in the night. Number one is despair. Despair. Utter loss of hope. Despair. Maybe you just got a medical report. Alright? There have been a diagnosis of something, and then there is a medical terminology for that sickness. I say, wow, wow. I didn't expect this. Or maybe it's for your loved ones. Maybe for somebody very close to you. So, Lord, no, not this time. Lord, why me? Lord, why should this happen? And then despair comes in. Alright? We are human. It could be a loss of job. And your rent is due. Or your mortgage is due. The job is gone. How do I cope? Who is going to help me out? How am I going to handle it? Lord. And then despair comes in. You are in the night. You are in your night. You are not going to stay there. Hallelujah. It could be a constant nightmares. It could be the enemy always telling you, always accusing you, always bringing accusation on you, and that is bringing a sort of fear or despair. But I want to tell you, every human being go through this, especially believers. If you are of the Lord, God will not spare you. You know why? Jesus went through his night. We shall all go through it and then burst out into the light so that you have story to tell. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The second D is disappointments. Disappointments. Be trusted friend, somebody you trusted so much with something, with an information, with the hope of help, had just disappointed you. It could be a relative, a distant relative. It could be your boss. Maybe you promised you're going to be the next manager. You're going to be the next person handling this job. You're going to be in charge of these. And then suddenly, there's a disappointment. It could also be that on several occasions you met with roadblocks. Every attempt to press through, to go through. People have been passing through this house, this same route. People have been handling this kind of thing. Why is it difficult for me? The more you press, you hit the rock. And then disappointment comes in. It could be that you're not able to hold job. Inability to hold on to a job. 3 months, 6 months, it's gone. Start looking for another one. Disappointments. It could be that the issue it has to do with relationship. Not able to keep a relationship. You enter into one, after a while, it's gone. You enter into this relationship, after a while, you discover it's just the same thing. You can count. 1, 2, 3. Or maybe 4 or 5. And then disappointment comes in. Not only that you have been disappointed by somebody by on many occasions, but now you are disappointed in yourself. And it's possible if the enemy, if you listen very well, be whispering to you, you can't make it right. It's not possible. You know, the others are making it. You can't. That is his job. He will whisper. He will tell you. It's not for you. You can't make it. Maybe it's your sin. Maybe it will begin to tell you so many things. Why you cannot make it. Why, you know, you have been, you know, facing all this disappointment and things are not working. It will tell you so many things. You know why? He's doing his job. His job is to make you feel inadequate. Hate God. like Job was told. Curse God and do what? Die. That word came from the devil. You only use a vessel. So, is the work of the enemy to bring about disappointment? Why is it? My colleagues, we started together. See where they are. It could be your education. We started together. Now they are working. I have not made it. What is going on? What is happening? But I want to tell you this morning. The Bible says in the book of James, say, count it all joy when you pass through what? Various trials and affliction. You know why? Because your God, your Father loves you so much. He's not going to leave you in that position. But then he's not going to, because of his love, make you, alright, not to go through. He will allow you to go through it because he knows that you going through those trials is going to make you stronger and better. So he's not going to pamper you and say, you know, you have to make you to avoid it. There are, you know, mandated route we must go through. We may not go through the same route, but for you, there's a route you must go through. There's a route I must go through. And therefore, our good. Amen. Amen. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. If you are in that position this morning and you are hearing me online, whatever the disappointment that you have experienced, they are part of the thing that must make you or shape on you. In all, they are to make you stronger and make you better. You are just going through your night. The night will not remain forever. Hallelujah. The third D is discouragement. We have despair, disappointment, and then discouragement. Discouragement will always come in after all the disappointment and every attempt to move forward, to press through, to make it. Everyone you trusted or we trusted will lean on, tend to tell you, sorry, I'm not strong enough to hold you. I'm also looking for someone to lean on. After you have met several roadblocks and so many hardship, humanly speaking, there could be discouragement. That is because you have been holding on for too long. And the question is, does God care? Does he care that I am here? Does he care about me? Does he care that I am going through this valley? What do you think? David, of course, he voiced that out to his friend Jonathan in one of the discussions. He said, look, I am tired of all this. One day, maybe something will just happen to me. Your father will get rid of me. Because he has been running up and down in the caves, in the morning, everything. No rest. So discouragement set in. But he was encouraged by the presence of who? His friend, Jonathan. Hallelujah. And the Lord also encouraged him. It could be a struggling with strongholds that will bring discouragement. Several attempts to stand, to make it right. When we say something is stronghold, it means it's so strong that it's taking a hold of on someone, taking a hold on a destiny, taking a hold on a family, taking a hold on an individual. It could be taking a hold on a job, on health, on anything. So it's a stronghold. But it takes the power of God to break that. So, if one has been going through that for such a long time and every attempt to get out of it, alright, has been futile, discouragement is certain. Remember the story of Elijah, a brave man, a servant of God anointed who called fire from heaven. And a man so bold, so strong, so convicted of the power and the presence of God that he commanded fire. Not only that, he stood and made a decree that the 450 prophets of Baal should be killed. He dared the 450 prophets, he dared the king, he dared Jezebel. But the day after, Jezebel said, you did that? Okay, you did that? Wait for me. Wait for me, I'm coming for you. Now, the God man of him did that. The Spirit of the Lord helped him to do all that. But when flesh, when humanly speaking, he was confronted with the persecution that came from Jezebel, what happened? He ran. And he became discouraged. He sat on that juniper tree, asking God, kill me. I want to die. What do you call that? In America today, he was what? Depressed. Suicider. He was depressed. A man of God. So God, kill me. I've done your right. I've done everything. I've fought. I'm the only one left. This wicked king and his cohort, they've been killing all the servants. I'm the only one left and they are seeking my life. So I'm running. I just want to die. God said, no. I see I have 7,000 men in Israel that have not bowed their knee. 7,000. When one is going through discouragement, it's difficult to see the other side. It's difficult to see, you know, the other side until God divinely, through his word, through his spirit, through his people, let you know about it. Elijah didn't know that God was having 7,000. To him, I'm the only one left. But when he was told, we still have 7,000. I still have 7,000. Wow. But then God encouraged him. You know the story very well. God encouraged him. In his journey, God said, you know what? Send an angel. to give him food or give him water and everything. So the journey is long for you. So long. You are going through your night. But in your night, I'm going to be with you. In your night, I'm going to encourage you. In your night, the devil tells you, end your life. Kill yourself or tell God, I'm ready to die. But God is saying, in your night, when it looks as if nothing is happening, you are not sensing anybody around you, nobody's giving you encouragement, I send you encouragement from heaven. And that's what the Lord is doing for everyone this morning. Whoever is here this morning, you are discouraged, you have tried your best, you have done everything, it seems it's not working, God is saying, I am with you. I'm going to sustain you. I'm going to stand by you. I am going to take you from that level to the next level. You are not alone. Hallelujah. That strong goes. He has the power to break it. It could be addiction. All kinds of addiction. Appetite, food, sex, alcohol, drugs. Any kind of addiction. God has the power to break them. So, a man of God full of that much, full of God and his power, could come so low. That tells you, we are spirit man. I love that portion that says, and there was a man that came from God, and his name was John. A man of God, but his name, John. He has the earthly name, but he's a man of God. We are people of God. We have the Spirit of God. We have been called princes and princesses. We are of the royal priesthood, a holy nation. But then we still fight the devil. We fight the flesh. We fight the world. Sometimes, in our struggles, in your struggles, there could be discouragement. But I want to tell you this morning, you don't need to be discouraged. God is saying to you this morning, do you know you are special? You are unique. I am doing something unique in your life. It's about to burst out. It's about to show. It's about to appear. The darker the night, that is an assurance that the day will soon do what? Will soon, you know, set in, or the dawn will soon come in. Hallelujah. If you have done all you know, and there's no result, and you fasted, you've done everything, that is the moment that you are about to enter into another phase. And that is the phase where you begin to see the light in the tunnel. And that is the time the devil comes in. That is the time the flesh tells you, I am too tired to go to church. I don't think I will read this Bible again. Does he have any meaning? And that is the time the devil will tell you. The prayers you have prayed all these years and everything, is it working? I tell you, brother. I tell you, sister. It's working. You know why it's working? If it's not working, the devil will not tell you all those things. If it's not working, the devil don't have to preach, because he got you already. So if he's telling you, it's not working, you are this, you are that, and he's preaching to you for you to let down your guard, because your prayer is working. Your stand for God is working. Your stand for holiness is working. Your life, not compromising with all his bait, is working. That is why he tries to press more if he can break you. Don't be broken, but encourage yourself. Thank God for the choir. Now I got the victory. We got the victory. It happened on the cross, but God is depositing it. He's giving us individual. He's giving you right now, this morning. He's giving you victory. There is a dose. Have you been to a doctor before and they told you, oh, you have so, but then you have to go through this medication for maybe 6 months or 3 months. There is a dose for each day. God got a dose for you for each morning. There's a dose of his mercy. A dose of his presence. A dose that is going to be the paraclete, one that goes along with you as you journey. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are going to sing a song at the end of that journey, and people will listen to you. Because they know that, oh wow, if this princess could stand and say, God did something in my life. I want to hear, because I remember what she went through. If this prince can stand bold and say, God did this in my life, I want to hear how you came out of it, because somebody else might be going through the same thing. You have a story to tell. So don't listen to whatever the devil is saying, whatever the suggestion from the pit of hell, because he knows that you are winning and you're on the winning side. And your God, your Father, is behind you. But like a father, it's not going to keep you from that, you know, few steps. Like a young child learning how to walk, you say, oh, I don't want my child to injure himself or herself, so I will keep him or her from practicing walking. Oh, there are still here, everything. I don't want him to walk. Always carry him. Will that child learn how to walk? God will allow you to walk. Fall down, get up. You are tired, he encourages you. Because you must walk. His goal is not just for you to walk. His goal for you is to run. So if you don't learn how to stand up and walk, you cannot run. So you must go through the teething problems, learning how to take one step after the other. There are going to be a lot of challenges, a lot of falling down, getting up, and everything. Thank God, the way God built that in every young child, every baby. When they hit their butt, boom, they get up again. They are not discouraged. Think about if a child falls once, and he cries, and then says, I'm not standing up again. What will happen? Let's learn from the children. They get up again. It takes 1, 2, 3, 4, falls down. He gets up because he's going to meet mama. He wants to run like the senior one. There is something, brothers and sisters, princes and princesses, there is something God has prepared for you. And then we must take one step after the other together. Do not be discouraged. Hallelujah. Your praying is going to pay off. Your fasting will pay off. Your coming to church will pay off. Your dedication will pay off. You cannot pray too much. You cannot dedicate yourself too much. You cannot do the will of God too much. The only thing that can be too much is the opposite. Hallelujah. Anything opposite, all that is, you know, we don't even need it. Hallelujah. So, the night is a period when everything is dark, is quiet, is lonely, and is long. It carries the three D's, the despair, the disappointments, and the discouragements. But then, we'll move from that place. What happened? What should we do? What should a believer do? One who is going through the dark moment, the dark night that seems to be so long. Let's go to the word of God. Let's see what should be done. How do we handle it? Psalm 34, verses 4 to 6. I sought the Lord, and he did what? He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. Even when you are not able to pray, keep looking unto him. Even when you are not able to do anything, just tell him, Lord, I'm here. Thank you. If it's only thank you, Lord, thank you. He knows you are there. David said, I sought the Lord. If you see what he went through. He said, even at that time, I sought the Lord, and the Lord heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him from all his troubles. That is what we ought to do. You are going through your night, cry out to the Lord. You are going through that difficult times, the three D's, let the Lord know about it. You say, well, I prayed this. There's no answer. I know he heard you. Even before you uttered, even before you say anything, he knew what was in your heart. So, verbalize it. Tell him, Lord, I'm not feeling too good. Thank you, because you know how to handle it. Hallelujah. Thank you, because this is going to get me into a better position, a better experience. This is going to catapult me out of darkness into your marvelous light. We are already in the light. It does it again and again and again. Each time we are in the night, each time the night falls, it does the same work of doing what? Translating us from that dark moment into his light. Because light reveals, light exposes the devil's activity. Those things that are hidden, we don't see them. The devil comes in the night, gives all those, you know, craps, or even, no, may not be in the night. He comes, you just see those attacking your job, everything. They are hidden from you. You don't see them. You always see the outcome. You cry to the Lord. You let him know about it, and he will deliver you. He will also do the same thing again. He will deliver you and translate you from that dark moment and experience into his marvelous light. Because the light will expose what the enemy is doing. And once the enemy is exposed, he can do nothing any longer. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. So I've come to announce this morning that your dawn is here. The darkness is over. Moment of crying is over. We are now in a season, a moment of celebration. We are not just encouraging ourselves. It is what is happening in the spirit. Hallelujah. So, we have seen the night. Let's see the day as we are about to pray. Your day is the cessation of night. Where night stops, that is where the dawn begins. When night false. When there is darkness, you don't see light there. But when the night is over and the dawn is setting in, as the dawn is coming in and the sun is rising, darkness is packing its load. It's getting off stage because somebody greater and better is coming in. Hallelujah. So your day is already announced into darkness. Darkness, you have finished your job. Now it's a new season of celebration. And Psalm 30 verse 5 says, we read it earlier on, you know, it says, you know, darkness may endure for a night. The duration is different, you know, from one prince to another prince, from one princess to another princess. But whatever the duration is, a night. And it's going to cease. It's going to come to an end. Because joy must take over. Those of us who have done, we've worked in, you know, industries, in, what is it called? In the medical, you know, line. We've done so many jobs, especially where they are doing shifts. The first, second, and third shifts. Where one shift is over, the next shift comes in, right? When one is signing off, you are signing in. Darkness is signing off. The light is signing in. Weeping is signing off. Joy is signing in. Glory. Glory. Amen. Because of our time, we are just going to look at three scriptures and we are going to pray it. We are going to read it. You read it, not only here. Read it when you get to. Keep reading it until they are part of you. Say, joy comes in the morning. So because of the dawn, because of the new day that you are in, your day will manifest some things. Let us read Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58 verse 8. We are going to read it in the normal either King James or New King James. And I also want somebody to read it in another version. If you can read NLT or any other version, so you get what you are saying. Isaiah 58 verse 8. What does it say? Then your light will do what? Shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Can somebody read that in NLT? Okay. Your wounds will quickly do what? Heal. Your godliness will lead you forward. Now what word? Progress. The glory of the Lord will do what? Protect you from behind. Can we still remember the hammer? Put on the old hammer of God. You cover every part of you. The only place that is not covered is your back. Now God is saying, you know what? Because it's your day, you are no more in the night. God is saying, now your light is breaking forth. Your salvation will come like the dawn. Your light shall break forth like the dawn. Your wounds, whether physical, whether spiritual, whether emotional, psychological, whatever kind of wounds, he said, it shall heal quickly. Why? This is your dawn. What happens in darkness? They inflict sickness, pain, wounds, physical, psychological, financial, you know, marital, all kinds of wounds are sustained or obtained or given in the dark. But then when your life breaks forth, what happens is that your salvation will come in the dawn. Not only that you have been born again as a child of God, but when your light shines, when the enemy is walking and they're taunting your life and the light of God shines, the word of God brings that light. What happened? There will be salvation, deliverance. This Greek word is sozo. You'll be delivered. There will be a breaking forth. And then your wounds will heal quickly. And because you have separated yourself for God and for His glory, your godliness will lead you forward. You will begin to experience progress. There will be progression in all you do. There will be breakthrough in all you do. There will be breakthrough in your life. And then the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. You have all the hammer. You know, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle. You have the sword of the Spirit. You have the helmet of salvation. You have the shoe shod. You have everything, but your back is not covered. God is saying, don't bother yourself about that. I take your back. Or how do you put it? I get your back. I cover your back. When the enemy shot from behind, he will meet me there. Whatever they are doing behind you, I am there. Whatever is happening and you don't know about it, because your heart is not seeing your back, I am there. Before we pray this morning, we are going to read that scripture. You are going to personalize it. Let's move to the second scripture. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. Malachi 4:2. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise again with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Can we read that again in another translation? He's still talking about healing. So I don't know if you have been afflicted, if the enemy has afflicted you or caused some damage psychologically or emotionally or whatever way. And God is saying, I've brought you out of your darkness into your dawn. This is your day. This is your dawn where healing takes place. This is your dawn. This is your day where you begin to experience my salvation. And I will make sure nothing comes from behind that will hurt you. Can we read that Malachi 4:2 in another translation? Amen. Amen. Say, to you who fear my name, Though you have gone through hardship, difficulty, those impossible terrains, you have gone through those, you know, bumpy routes. But I brought you out of it. You are now in the dawn. You are now, you know, where my light is shining on you. And you will experience salvation. You will experience healing. That quickly. And you will go free. You know what that means? Freedom. Nothing to fear anymore. Nothing causes you to be intimidated. Nothing causes you to be in bondage. You'll be free from fear, from condemnation, from the enemy and bondage. And then he says you'll be leaping with joy. You know what I say? He says your cup will be overflown. Your cup will be overflown. Because it's a cup that God is filling with joy. Your joy will be an overflowing one. Hallelujah. People will ask you, what is the secret? What is going on? When they saw you yesterday, it was like, but today, hallelujah, you are bubbling with life and everything. Can you tell us between yesterday and today? Can you tell us what happened? What is the secret? What is going on? Glory. Because your dawn has just come. You have just passed through your darkness. You have been translated again into a marvelous light. The light of God have shone into the dark and the activity of darkness. And God will not allow you to stay. And so God has allowed his spirit to bring you to a place where you stand upon the rock. Amen. And he made the healing to be so fast that within 24 hours, they see the difference. Oh, yesterday when you came to work, your hair was down. Today, what happened? Well, how do you do? Can you tell us? He healed his people. He's the great physician. Hallelujah. So you've been leaping for joy. The last scripture, because of our time. We all know this. Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah 60. Verse 1. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine. Why? You are no more in the darkness. Your dark night is over. For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is what? Is risen upon you. Hallelujah. God is saying it's time for you to rise. Rise, get up. Don't sit down. Don't be in despondency. Don't be weighed down by anything. Because you are no more there where you were yesterday in the dark. God has brought you into his light. God has allowed the light to shine on you because this is your dawn. So rise, it's time to rise. And then when you rise, what will you do? He says shine. To shine means you have to emit rays of light. You have to have bright glowing. You have to glow. God is saying, arise, glow. Amen. Glow. Amen. Why? For your glow. For your what? Your light has come. That is why you have to glow. God is saying, this is your season. You have to glow. And you will glow. Amen. I say you will glow. Amen. Because your night is over. God is bringing you into an experience that will cause you louder and you will glow. You will arise from that same position you were yesterday. God will bring you into a new experience that will make you glow. And your cup will be overflowing with joy. Hallelujah. It means you have to be contagious. You have to be contagious in your life now. That means transmissible in your faith. You'll be transmissible in your faith because there is something that causes you to glow. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. But if you are not yet born again, you can't experience this thing yet. Because these are for princes and princesses. Hallelujah. These are for those who have been translated, the first translation. They were translated spiritually from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Lord. And then they began their journey, just like the Israelites left Egypt. And then they began the journey in the wilderness. So, you have to first of all be translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. You must be born again before you can experience, you know, this that we are making reference to. Because when you taste the transformation, the power that changes man from within, when you have tasted that, then you begin a journey. If you have not started the journey, you cannot have this. Because this is meant for those who have already started the journey. So if you are saying this morning, I want to begin the journey, what a great privilege. And the Lord will hear your cry. The only cry God wants to listen to someone who is not yet born again is, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Every other prayer, he doesn't listen. Because God doesn't hear the prayer of unbeliever, sinners, the Bible says. It's not because he hates them. The only prayer he wants to hear from them is, Lord, I'm a condemned sinner, forgive me. Have mercy on me. And then when that is answered, then you are now opportune. You are now in a position where you can ask other prayers or make other prayers. So if you are here this morning, whether in the house or online, and you want to be part of those who have been translated, who have been changed, who have been given hope and life, the way to do it is to acknowledge that I am a sinner. I was born a sinner. In sin, my mother conceived me, and I live in sin. I eat sin like food and everything, but from this very moment, I want to have a change, a transformation. I want to be a child of God. I want to be qualified. In fact, there's no time. John chapter 3 verse 3 says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 5 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So to see and to enter, the requirement is you must be born again. What does it mean to be born again? You have to invite Jesus into your heart and ask him to forgive you. And he will. And he will cleanse you. And he will make you a child of God. And then you'll be qualified as a prince or a princess to have other things that are made available for believers. Shall we rise on our feet? I want us to pray those three prayers, those scriptures. We are going to personalize it. Let's begin from the last passage, which is Isaiah 60, verse 1. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Everybody, the way you are going to personalize it, I will arise and shine. Why? Because his light has come. I will arise and shine because his light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Let's do that again. I will arise and shine, for my light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Amen. Let's go to the second one, which is Malachi. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. We are going to personalize it. We are going to say, Hi, Emmanuel, who feared the name of the Lord. Alright? Let's go. I, Emmanuel, who fear the name of the Lord, the Son of Righteousness, shall arise with healing in his wings, and I shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. One more time. I, Emmanuel, I fear the name of the Lord. The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and I shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Amen. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Then shall my light break forth like the morning. My healing shall spring forth speedily. And my righteousness shall go before him. The glory of the Lord shall be my rear guard. Amen. One more time. Then my light shall break forth like the morning. My healing shall spring forth speedily. And my righteousness shall go before me. The glory of the Lord shall be my rear guard. Amen. Shall we pray? Let us pray. We are going to talk to the Lord this morning. We are going to talk to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for taking me from darkness into your great light. Whatever I've experienced, whatever I went through, I am not the first to go through it, and I will not be the last. Joseph went through it. Daniel went through it. The Hebrew children went through it. Lord, everyone that that feared the name of the Lord, they went through their dark night. But one thing that is sure is that you never leave anyone. None of them were left in their dark period. You came for them. You came for their rescue. And you proved that you are the Almighty God. And so, Lord, thank you. You are going to pray and say, Lord, thank you, Father, because you have, Lord, translated me from darkness. Thank you, Father, my darkness. Lord, the dark night is over. The dark night is over. I am in the great light. This is my dawn. This is the day. And this is the beginning, oh God. I begin to experience your salvation. This is the day I begin to experience, oh God, your salvation, your deliverance, because your light, Lord, is beaming. Lord, your light is beaming. And Lord, you are healing every wound. All wounds that I sustained in the battle. All wounds that I sustained yesterday. Lord, why it was called night. All wounds sustained emotionally, psychologically, financially, Lord, socially, that I sustained yesterday when it was night. Thank you for healing all wounds, because Lord, you have brought me into the marvelous light. You have caused your light, oh God, the dawn has come. Father, Lord, weeping is gone with yesterday. Thank you, Lord, this is the day of celebration, of rejoicing, and my cup is overflowing with joy. Thank you, Lord, for taking me to the next level. Thank you, Lord, for your glory. Oh, Lord, is protecting me from behind. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, oh, God, is shining on my path. Thank you, Lord, Father, Jehovah God, because the light of the Lord is shining on my path. Thank you, Lord, I no longer dwell in darkness. Thank you, Lord, because darkness cannot, oh, God, dwell where I live. Because, Lord, your light is shining. It's shining on me. It's shining on my path. It's shining on my ways. It's shining on my job. It's shining in my ministry. It's shining in my church. It's shining in my family. It's shining on all that I do. Thank you, Father. We pray that prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God, because I fear your name. And Lord, the Son of Righteousness has risen. He has risen with healing in his wing. Lord, thank you, for I enter into a season of freedom. Freedom from fear. Freedom from condemnation. Freedom from the enemy. Freedom from bondage. Freedom from lack. Freedom from oppression. Freedom from, Lord, oh, whatever, oh God, that has to do with the night. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Makabose Leketu Bababa. Lord, this day, Lord, I arise. Lord, I arise, and Lord, I begin to shine forth. I begin to emit rays of light, rays of hope, rays, oh God, of light. Father, I begin to glow. By your spirit, you cause me to glow. By your spirit, you make, oh God, this glowing contagious. In the name of Jesus, transmittable. Lord, let people see it and turn to you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Lord, I pray, God, this morning, for those who are yet to know you, for those who are saying, I need Jesus, for those who are saying, yes, I want to enter into this relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, Lord, this morning, a shed of days, that whatever they are, Lord, even as they pray that prayer, you pray that prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I invite you to my heart. Jesus, forgive me. Make me a child of God. Forgive me all my sins when I was living in darkness. All that the enemy made me do. Oh, cleanse me. Forgive me. Jesus, I invite you to be my Savior, my Lord. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for salvation of my soul. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Blessed be thy name. Oh Lord, I pray for these ones. Lord God Almighty, Father, that Lord, you will cleanse, you will deliver, you will set them free. From today, they will never remain the same. Thank you, Lord, for hearing. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Blessed be thy name. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Father, we worship you. Glory, honor to your name. Thank you, Lord. The light shines in darkness. and darkness comprehended it not. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's have our Holy Communion. As we take this Holy Communion, you are saying, Lord, I'm in agreement with heaven. I'm in agreement, oh God, with what your spirit is doing these days. There is a transmission, there is a translation from the kingdom of darkness, from all the night and all that has to do with the night. There is, Lord, a translation. There is the move of God beginning from now, Lord, into the great light. And whatever I've been hidden, you are beginning to expose them by your spirit, by your power. Hallelujah. I want you to pray, ma.
Father, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, that even as we reenact what you did for us 2,000 years ago, we remember your death. We remember, oh God, that you've made us one body with you. And we thank you for your sacrifice. And by reason, oh God, of this that we partake of today, we take on the armor of light. And we say our path will just get brighter and brighter. Because, Lord, you've already shined your light upon us. Therefore, darkness has given way today, O God. And we receive life from you. We receive the touch of the Lord. We receive the blessing of the Lord. We receive your healing, O God. We receive the oneness that you've brought to us as your children, prince and princesses. So we thank you for your body. We thank you for the death of Jesus. And we thank you for what you will do in our own bodies today and for the body of Christ. We receive it with gratitude in Jesus' name.
Eat ye all of it. Father, thank you because of the blood. The blood speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Thank you for what your blood had done. Washed away every stain, every sin. And thank you, Lord, for the hope we have because of the blood. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for newness. Thank you, Lord, for new experiences in you. Lord, as we take, oh God, this blood, standing, oh God, for that which you finished on the cross. Today we are saying it is finished. It is finished with everything that has to do with darkness. It is finished with all that has to do with the kingdom of darkness. Lord, we are saying yes to the light. We are saying yes to that which you are doing now, this season, in this kingdom. Kingdom of yours. We are saying yes, sinners, oh God, are turning in into this kingdom. You are breaking the yoke and the power and the grip of darkness over them. Thank you, Lord, in our own personal life. Thank you. Take all the glory. Take all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.